Hey everyone, this is Eliza D, and welcome back for another episode of How to Save the Planet, a show where we interview people who have jobs in climate change or environment. Now, let's get started. With us today, we have Ryland Engelhart. Ryland is the co-founder and executive director of Kiss the Ground, and is the producer of the Kiss the Ground movie on Netflix. Kiss the Ground is a nonprofit organization that works to promote soil regeneration and regenerative agriculture. Ryland has spent the last 15 years as an entrepreneur and love activist, working in hospitality and building a family business of organic plant-based restaurants called Cafe Gratitude and Gracias Madre in Southern California. Ryland is also a co-creator of the award-winning transformational documentary film May I Be Frank. He is a catalyst of possibility with an infectious passion for life. He is a public speaker and community organizer and works to inspire more, quote, love and gratitude, unquote, in his organization, culture, and culture at large. Ryland speaks on sacred commerce, gratitude, love as an inside job, 10 tools for building a community and regeneration, and is the host of the Kiss the Ground organization's We Can Do This podcast. Ryland is also a husband and father and lives on a 17-acre regenerative farm in Fillmore, California, where he learns to practice what he preaches. This bio is taken from the Kiss the Ground website. Hello and welcome, Ryland, to How to Save the Planet.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on your podcast. It's great to be here.
Thank you for being here. So what do you do and where do you work?
Thank you. Yeah, what do I do? I work, and I run a nonprofit organization called Kiss the Ground that I co-founded, back, almost 8 years ago now. And we are a education and advocacy nonprofit, inspiring, people, around the possibilities of regeneration. So our whole purpose is to awaken people to the possibilities of regeneration, that we can actually heal and regenerate our planet and our ecosystems, and that human beings have a very active role to play in that process. And that agriculture can go from the great, one of the great destroyers of our natural ecosystem to a industry that could be the great redeemer and the one that heals and actually can reverse the impacts of excess CO2 carbon or other greenhouse gases that have been emitted into the atmosphere, that we can actually take that excess of carbon that's in the upper atmosphere and put it back into our soils, into our trees, into our grasses, into our plants, in a way that actually, can actually bring us back below 350 parts per million of carbon in the atmosphere. So it's a pretty compelling possibility and trajectory forward of an approach to really, as your podcast is called, How We Can Save the Planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you tell us what degree or degrees you have and where you went to school?
Yeah, so for those of you that, I actually only have a high school diploma. So I did not have any college education. I actually had a lot of learning disabilities through my high school years. Spent a lot of time in the resource room and challenged with reading and writing and spelling. And so focused a lot on, my emotional intelligence and how to create great relationships with people, creating trust and connection. And so, I've used those skills as an entrepreneur in developing and co-developing businesses. I was in business for 15 years in a restaurant hospitality business with my family called Cafe Gratitude. And then 8 years ago, I founded Kiss the Ground, and just 5 months ago, I've stepped into a full-time role of the executive director for Kiss the Ground. But I do not have any formal education beyond my high school diploma.
That's really inspiring that you took a high school diploma and your emotional intelligence and co-founded this incredible organization. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think people oftentimes say it's all about relationships. Yeah, relationships are something that we can create no matter, you know, what kind of academic understanding we have. Mm-hmm. There, you know, it's pretty intuitive, and obviously there's a skill to it. But, well, I didn't have the skills in many of the academic realms. I focused more on relationship building skills, which have led to a lot of the success of what I've been doing within my restaurants as well as within the nonprofit development.
Well, how exactly did you co-found Kiss the Ground? Like, what steps did you have to take to get where you are today?
Yes, a very organic, slow process. You know, not very different from what you might expect, but essentially, I was in New Zealand and I was there participating in a conference called the Healthy Living Conference, and I was sitting in the audience of a panel discussion called "Can Human Beings Sustain Themselves on Planet Earth?" And five out of the six experts said no, that we're in dire straits and that we're heading for the sixth mass extinction. And then the last person who spoke was a guy by the name of Graham Sait, and he basically made the connection between soil health and that the soil is our greatest opportunity besides the ocean to store carbon, and that the oceans have been peaked in their acidification, and so the oceans cannot save us anymore or take any more carbon that we've released, and we're losing our phytoplankton. But what we could do is we could change our agriculture, and we could bring that carbon that's in excess out of the atmosphere back through our plants, back into the soil. And we could do that through our food systems, and that everyone who eats could participate in that transformation, in that revolution, or you know, in that transition. And so just in that moment, it made so much sense to me, like, oh my God, this is so intuitively real and possible, and I can see a pathway forward for how humanity can be living on planet Earth, you know, five generations in the future. And I just couldn't shake that idea, the idea that we could work with nature, and we could do agriculture in a way that understood nature's technology, nature's principles, and that all of our agricultural land could be these plants that would be like straws sipping carbon out of the atmosphere and storing that carbon in the ground. And if we understood that at a global scale, we could totally make the difference that we would need to make to, you know, have life continue on in a beautiful way on this beautiful, precious planet. And so when I got back from that trip to New Zealand, I just became, you know, similar to you, I just became avidly passionate about sharing this solution. And everywhere I went, I was telling people about the solution and, you know, kind of creating community around how we could get this message out. And so I started gathering people in my living room for an entire year. Just as like a working group, volunteers coming together to come up with ideas of how we could get this message out to the world. And you know, part of that you know, part of the relationship building that I was speaking about earlier, I was, you know, building relationships around creating community around this idea and this initiative. And one of, or a couple of the people that I had met were two filmmakers named Josh and Rebecca Takau. And I knew they were environmental filmmakers. And so I asked them if they would be willing to make a film about the soil solution to climate change. And at first they didn't pay me any interest, but then they ended up coming around 6 months later, and we ended up coming up with an agreement that they were going to call the film that they were wanting to work on Kiss the Ground, the name of the nonprofit, which came from Rumi is a Sufi poet that's quite famous in the world of poetry, and he has a poem that says, "Let the beauty you love be all that you do. There's hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground." And so it just felt like the appropriate message for the organizational name of, you know, it's very practically inviting us to love the earth. But it also is a recognition of humility that nature has a lot more answers than we think. And if we could partner with nature, we would be a lot better off than oftentimes fighting against her or trying to dominate her. And so that became the early days of Kiss the Ground. We incorporated, you know, we found a lawyer and we incorporated as a nonprofit. And, you know, we started, you know, asking people who were around us that we knew, you know, had different expertises in running organizations if they would join our board. And we started off with like a, you know, 2 or 3 person board, and then that became 6 or 7. And now we're up to almost a 20 person board. And we've, you know, been incorporated for almost 7 years and as a nonprofit organization. And we, you know, started off as a storytelling advocacy nonprofit where we were creating short media content that would really help awaken this new idea of regenerative ag as a solution to climate change, as well as so many other things. And so we've created over 60 short films that started off with a piece called The Soil Story, which was a kind of our first substantial piece of content that was used and shared all over the world and has been seen by a multitude of millions of times. And it's really telling in 3 or 4 minutes how the soil story and carbon sequestration and regenerative agriculture works. And so we've continued to share content and build an online platform that's communicating this idea of regeneration. And we always wanted to tell the story not from incriminating people or making people bad and wrong and making people the enemies. We always wanted to communicate from the narrative of possibility and hope, that there's a way forward that if we understood and we could get, we would be inspired to do so versus being shamed and wronged or, you know, vilifying those that have been perpetuating these destructive systems. Knowing that it's oftentimes well-intended human beings stuck in a system, just serving the, you know, corporate interest and not realizing how much destruction they're ultimately causing as an individual or participating in. So we have a motto at Kiss the Ground, which is, we can do this. Together, we can do this. And really, that's the energy and spirit of our organization, is that in collaboration, with each other and with the earth, we can do this. We can heal our world. We can balance our climate. We can live in abundance. We can feed the world. We can, draw enough carbon down to reduce the impacts of these continual chronic weather events that continue to, hit. All around the world, creating catastrophe, and that we can get back to a balanced place. And so, that's That's the organization. We have three programs. We create media, as I talked about. We have a farmland program where we provide scholarships and technical training and soil testing for farmers so that they can make that transition when they may not have the information, they may not have the finances or the soil testing ability to understand, you know, what the impacts are when they make those transition, those making those practices or making transitions in their practices. And then our third program is advocacy and creating a what we call a cavalry of young people and old people that see the solution as really, really important. And so we have a program called the Soil Advocacy Training, which I'd love for you to do, which is basically an 8-hour training that's kind of self-led content that has you become a very prolific and professional speaker on behalf of regeneration, regenerative agriculture. And so that launched at the same time as the film went live on Netflix in September.
Yeah, that soil advocacy training is on my wish list, and I hope to be a soil advocate sometime in the new year. That's definitely a priority for me.
Amazing.
What keeps you going when you're leading Kiss the Ground?
What keeps me going? I would say the idea that I received some inspiration and a calling on my heart of that I could make a difference and I could use my life and my voice and my energy to benefit the earth and benefit for humanity by building a nonprofit that really brings awareness to the ideas of regeneration, regenerative agriculture, and that for some reason I saw in my mind, in my heart, that I could help catalyze and be part of a movement that really shifted gears on how human beings related to themselves and they related to the world and the world around them, the earth, mm-hmm. and that we could shift the paradigm to a behavior and a infrastructure that really honored the complexity and the beauty of nature, and that for whatever reason that this organization could help move the needle towards a brighter future. And so I definitely feel inspired by that there is a hope and there's possibility and that there's a way forward. And if more people could understand that way forward or that possibility or that understanding, that we could collectively really make the world a better place and that we could heal a lot of the degradation and damage that we've done as human beings. And so, when I see the impact and that the difference that we have made and can continue to make, it gives me the inspiration to keep going. And honestly, you know, people such as yourself, seeing other young people and people that are stepping up and putting their necks out there and saying, all right, this is important. This is for all of us. And I'm going to use my life not just to fulfill the status quo. I'm going to really do something that can make a difference. And so I admire people such as yourself that are doing that, and you also inspire me as well.
Thank you. Well, I think it's really inspiring to have adults who are like taking action on climate, because a lot of times, you know, it's put on like young people. And so I feel inspired by you to like bring it back, because you took part in making such an incredible organization and film. So inspiration all around. What does climate justice mean to you and Kiss the Ground?
What does climate justice mean to me and Kiss the Ground? I think that there's been a gap for a long time in that the environmental movement and the environmental space has not really focused on people and the well-being of people and the justice of systems or the injustice that's oftentimes built into systems. And so I think that climate justice is really starting to see the intersection between the inequities in the world as it comes to people and marginalized communities and really seeing that they're oftentimes the ones who are most impacted and afflicted by the, you know, degradation of our planet and the impacts of climate change. And so really that climate justice is this understanding that that our most vulnerable people and our most vulnerable parts of our ecosystem are all tied together, and we need to be lifting them up and empowering them and taking care of them simultaneously, that they're not separate things.
Yeah. What are some ways that city folk can help promote soil regeneration and help to like restore our earth? Because when I hear of like Kiss the Ground, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is amazing. But like living in the city, how can I help to restore our earth?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a couple ways, there's many ways, in the quote that inspired Kiss the Ground, which said there's hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Really, there's so many ways that we can care for the earth. And so a few of those ways, and we've actually, our whole organization has kind of been built around how do we get urban folk and people living in cities more connected to the food system. And so we have a cool thing on our website called Find Your Path, which is a way for anyone to go and basically type in their interests and who they are. And it kicks you back like a kind of a search wizard, three or four actions to take to become more educated, more informed, more connected, more in action to support the regeneration of our planet. So go find your path on thekisstheground.com. The other thing is really start to be more connected to where your food comes from. You know, this idea that we can know a farmer, even if living in the city, we can go to a farmer's market and we can ask farmers how they're taking care of their soil and find out at your farmer's market what farmers are, you know, doing regenerative agriculture practices and taking care of their soil, and then start supporting that farmer and buying from that farmer and telling social media stories about, you know, the value of that, you know, purchasing food from that individual, and, you know, elevate them to the, you know, to the dignity and honor that they are, you know, worthy of. And then, you know, there's, you know, some people have access to this, some people don't, but, you know, the idea that we can ourselves start growing something, you know, creating a little garden in our backyard or in our windowsill or on our deck. Really, you know, the idea that we can be more connected to growing things and see life happen under our care is an amazing learning, and also practical, you know, enjoyment and the opportunity to create sustenance for ourselves. And so, you know, starting to, yeah, grow a little something, have a relationship to growing something. And then, you know, the other thing is, you know, participating in compost. Compost is an amazing way to give nature back to nature versus putting it in the landfill and creating methane gas. Most, you know, when we put organic matter, fruits and vegetables, you know, in the garbage, it oftentimes gets mixed with the inorganic things and creates a methane gas, which then gets released in landfills and ultimately, you know, is exacerbating to climate change. So if we can get those food scraps in a compost pile, or if we have city compost pickup, or there's even something called makesoil.com or .org. Makesoil.org is like creating networks of local compost makers in your neighborhood. So even if you feel like you're not able to do it, you can go drop your compost off to a local make soil hub in your neighborhood. So that's another thing, you know, get involved in making compost. And then, you know, there's, you know, within Kiss the Ground as an organization, you know, we have a soil policy action website where you can go and send tweets and letters to your local politicians to tell them to support soils as a solution to climate change, so that we can create political will for this solution. And so that's another thing you can do. Another thing is on Kiss the Ground, there's also a map where you can find regenerative farms in your area and buy direct from those regenerative farms. And that's also on the Kiss the Ground website, and also part of the Find Your Path tool. And then, you know, we have a course, as you said earlier, you want to become a soil advocate. You know, we want thousands of people. We have a goal of 25,000 soil advocates, that we have people right now. We already have, I think, over 3,000 advocates in 30 countries around the world, that are people who are, you know, creating projects, whether it's art pieces, giving talks, addressing their, you know, their student bodies with, you know, a composting proposal in their school or their church, or buying food for their company coming from regenerative sources, or getting their company to adopt a product that's offering regenerative, or offering an ingredient that's coming from regenerative agriculture. There's also a label that just got launched called the Regenerative Organic Certification, which is promoting a certification that's really assuring three things are happening on the farm: that there's soil health happening on the farm, there's animal welfare happening on the farm, and there's fair pay for farm workers on the farm. And so that's the ROC, Regenerative Organic Certification, which is just kind of coming online in the last year or two with some pilot projects. But I think there's probably somewhere between 60 and 80 brands that are coming out with products that are coming from regenerative organic sourcing. So those are some things, you know, off the top of my head. And then again, if you want to donate to farmers, we have a program that actually helps farmers make the transition. And so whether it's $5, $10, $1, we are encouraging people to support our farmland transition program. And so we can take dollars to help farmers relieve the financial hardship of getting the technical training, the soil testing, and the mentorship to make that transition.
Wow, I did not expect that there would be like so many things that I can do in terms of regenerative agriculture and like restoring our earth, and how much of a resource Kiss the Ground is. And I mean, like, do you know how many farmers that you all have helped transfer to regenerative agriculture?
Yeah, so the program's relatively new. So there's just about 40 farmers in the program, and about 30,000 acres under management from those farmers.
Wow.
And so I know we have about 150 more farmers who are wanting to jump in the program that were seeking funds to provide scholarships for them to take on this training. So there's a lot more, and we're in 2021, we're looking at how we're going to scale this program up now that the film has come out and we have a lot more, a lot bigger of an audience. But yeah, we're looking at how we can scale the opportunity to help farmers over the next, 5 to 10 years.
Wow, that's amazing. And I highly recommend the film Kiss the Ground. It is incredible to all of our listeners out there. You should go watch Kiss the Ground. It's on Netflix. And what encouragement or hopeful thoughts could you give our listeners around making a difference in this climate crisis?
The hopeful thoughts are really that, I said this earlier, together we can do this, and that, human beings are amazingly resilient. Our ancestors have lived through some of the most trying catastrophes, in all parts of the world. And now we have a global challenge that we're all being faced with. And the fact that we can rise together, come together to create solutions is possible, clear. And it's really, we just have to see that we are part of the solution, that we are the ones that we've been waiting for, and that there's going to be lots of different ways that we can make a difference. But if we all start trying to take on, the little things that we can do in our lives, and becoming loud about those things and letting people know about what we're inspired about and what we're doing differently, we can create a whole cultural shift around our behavioral activities in such a way that can really, totally shift the trajectory of, what we're doing and how we're living on planet Earth. And, there's the movement of minimalism where people are going, not wanting to be consumers anymore and, only buying and only, consuming the very essentials of life. We have the movement around, there's a huge movement around food products that are going to now be labeling how much carbon it took to produce that food. So people don't just know their calories, but they also know, wow, this thing creates a lot of, excess carbon. I'm not going to purchase that anymore. So there's going to continue to be, more and more indicators for people to understand how we can live a life that is, not impacting our planet in a harmful way. And I think the most inspiring opportunity, and that's why I've given my life to it, is the regenerative movement, which is really this movement that understands and sees from a very old indigenous worldview of understanding that we are one with nature, that we are not separate from it, and that we can work with it to heal and be a part of that healing. And we also heal along with it when we're working with nature and working with the land, that we were actually healing our own emotional wounds as well as the physical wounds of the destruction of our degenerative practices of the past. And so that there's a whole new framework for how we as human beings can design business, infrastructure, organization, and in a way that actually is catalyzing a regenerative beneficial impact on the planet. And I don't know if you've seen this before, but I think you'd love this, that there's a video called How Wolves Change Rivers. And it's a beautiful video that really shows how, when there's the keystone species in an ecosystem playing its right role, that keystone species creates this cascade, this trophic cascade of benefit all through the ecosystem, and makes an enhancement in all the ecosystem function by that one creature or species playing their right role. And so if human beings could see themselves as through that lens, You know, what's possible is really remarkable and amazing and fruitful and abundant and transformative and healing. And so the How Wolves Change Rivers practically was when human beings reintroduced wolves back into Yellowstone National Park after being, you know, killed and, you know, gone for 80 years. Mm-hmm. And when those wolves come back into the system, they create this total amplification of life all through the ecosystem, where the whole thing regenerates in a very rapid pace. And so really, if we can adopt and shift our agricultural system and our way of thinking towards a regenerative thinking, you know, we can obtain and we can make tremendous leaps forward and heal a lot of the damage that we've done. And that will give so much hope and possibility and optimism and you know, the desire for more of the same to come after it. So I think, you know, when we can exemplify beautiful things that are healing and restorative and regenerative, it just gives a model for many other things to follow in its footsteps.
That is amazing. Yes. So much hopefulness in regenerative agriculture and using these ancient ways of indigenous cultures and using Mother Earth's technologies in helping us solve this crisis. Thank you so much for coming on to How to Save the Planet. It was a pleasure talking with you.
It was a pleasure talking with you as well. Thanks for the invitation and all the best with future episodes. And I look forward to, you know, continuing to watch you grow into the climate activist that you are.
Thank you. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us today for another episode of How to Save the Planet. See you next time.